Marielle Thompson wrapped up her season with another silver medal on March 18 at the FIS World Cup finale, helping Canada take home a world-leading 10th Ski Cross Nations Cup. This is the Maple Leafs' second Nations Cup triumph in a row and its sixth in eight seasons. 2018 Olympic silver medalist Brittany Phelan earned bronze in her first race in a year as French athlete Marielle Berger-Sabatel emerged on top. "I wanted to top what I did on Friday, and I did that, so I'm pretty happy," said Thompson in a press release. "I think that I could have done a little more today, but I'm happy to share the podium with Brit. She's had such a long comeback from injury, I'm super proud of her. I couldn't be happier with how it all turned out," said Phelan, who represents Mont-Tremblant, K. "It's been a tough couple of days getting used to the bigger, faster track, so today I just wanted to ski the way I normally do. I tried to make good turns and to be patient, it and worked out pretty well." Thus ends an excellent campaign for Thompson, who in late February helped teammate and incumbent Crystal Globe winner Reese Howden win the first mixed team ski cross silver medal in World Cup history. Golden goodbye. Meanwhile, it was a storybook ending for Brady Lehman of Calgary, Alta. The 2018 Olympic ski cross king put an exclamation mark on his illustrious 15-year career with one final victory in Collingwood, Ont. Lehman, who is retiring at the end of this season, stood on the podium alongside Yuri Duplessis-Kergomar of France and Swiss contender Jos Barry. This is the Calgarian's 32nd podium and his 6th career gold medal, with 4 of them coming on Canadian snow. "I'm so pumped. This is the best way to go out," said Lehman, who consistently executed fast starts and brave passes to win his last medal. "I just wanted to leave it all out there today. It was a fight every round, and I battled hard the whole day. Got a little lucky in the finals, but I got to put an exclamation on an amazing career. I love racing, I've always loved racing. Today was crazy emotional," added the 3-time Olympian. "There were some tears this morning and lots of emotion, but I tried to keep my focus. I'm just so happy to have my family and friends here, and to be with my teammates. Today so captures what Brady is about," added Canadian ski cross head coach Stanley Hayer. "He's always found a way to deliver in big races. I think that's what he'll leave with this program. That it doesn't come easy, but if you keep battling and keep pushing, good things will happen." Results roundup. Three other Canadian women finished in the top 10, with Prince George's Tiana Garnes in 6th. Courtney Hoffos of Windermere in 7th and Abby McEwen of Edmonton, Alta. Ending up 9th. On the men's side, Jared Schmidt from Ottawa, Ont. Found himself in 13th, while Kevin Drury of Toronto, Ont. Edmontonian Carson Cook and Prince George's Gavin Rowell all tied for 17th. Canada led the Ski Cross World Cup standings for most of this season. The Nations Cup was first presented for ski cross in 2008, with Canada winning the honour in 10 of the subsequent 16 years. "This is a very special group," said Hayer. "Reese and Marielle have obviously been outstanding, but this has really been a team effort with everyone contributing this season. And it's really great for us to send Brady out with a team win, a great representation of what he's given to our sport and our country."